Chapter 2. Company and Business. Gaining Competitive Advantage. 1.2. Business Environment. Task 1. Listen to Richard, a managing director of a UK-based company, who is talking about business organisation, and answer the questions below.
A business is normally organised by its functions, for example, marketing department, accounts department, and so on. This is because being grouped together allows the functions to benefit from specialisation and division of labour. This leads to lower unit costs and a greater efficiency. However, it can mean that there is departmental rivalry. Larger businesses might have a number of businesses within the whole company. This would be coordinated by the head office, where all the major decisions are made. Other ways of organising the business could be more appropriate for different types of business. Product. The functions are organised around the product, so at a business like ICI, who are the UK's leading chemical manufacturer, a product manager would have a team of functions who would answer to them, like accounting, marketing, and production. Geographical. A hierarchy might be split according to different places that the product is sold into. For instance, a business may have a Far Eastern division of its business, which would take into account the different cultural and supply differences of the region. Market. The organisation is based on market segments, so an airline business like British Airways could concentrate on long-haul, short-haul, holidaymakers, business clients, and freight. A business whose decision-making comes from one place only is known as a centralised organisation. Normally, the head office will decide on the major elements of strategy, no matter where the manufacturing plants and sales teams are positioned around the country or globe. This means that there are good opportunities for economies of scale. Other businesses, especially multinationals, will opt for a more decentralised organisation, where the individual businesses within the whole company group make decisions for themselves. This means that there is more opportunity to react to the changing marketplace, one of the advantages of a small firm. However, there is a possibility that these businesses, who may well be in different parts of the world, might be duplicating research or not bargaining in such a strong position as a bigger overall company. When a business reaches a certain size, then it might split into different departments. These departments will specialise, employing people with expertise in these areas.